Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very extra special guest, Mr. Brad Lander, who is the controller for New York City. Welcome, sir. So good to have you here, as always.
So great to be back.
Our pleasure. So before we dive into the meat and potatoes, just explain briefly, what is the role of the controller?
Absolutely. I joke sometimes, my kids are like, what is the role of the controller? So the controller is the chief financial officer of the city. It's our job to watch the books, to provide budget oversight. We manage the pension funds for city retired workers, you know, our teachers and firefighters and nurses and school crossing guards. And then the controller is also the chief accountability officer of New York City. So it's our job to try to make sure agencies are doing what they promised, are being transparent, and are living up to their commitments to New Yorkers.
And speaking about agencies, recently you released a report on the annual findings and recommendations on the agencies. The MWB report, can we talk about that?
Absolutely. And this is one of the ones that just the numbers are so distressing. Mm-hmm. So the city has goals for making sure that women and people of color who own businesses get a fair shot at getting city contracts. New York City buys $43 billion worth of things in a year. That's construction contracts to build new schools or playgrounds. That's goods and services to supply the city with the meals that kids eat in the schools. That's professional services, our information technology, on and on. A lot. $43 billion, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And of course, if it went to all New Yorkers, then it would be creating jobs and building wealth in every community, because New York is majority Black and Latino. But even though Blacks and Latinos make up 52% of New Yorkers, they get less than 4% of all of that procurement of that $43 billion. So we go agency by agency and say who's doing a good job and who's doing a bad job. And we also break the categories down, because we sometimes say MWBE, that stands for minority and woman or woman-owned business enterprise. But then you have to dig in. I mean, it's bad even at the big level. It's only 5% of the city's procurement that goes to any MWBE. But then if you look and say, okay, so of the money that does go to minority and women-owned businesses, how much goes to Black and Latino-owned businesses? I'm sorry to tell you, not very much. 70% of the dollars that go to MWBEs either go to Asian men or white women. And even of the MWBE purchasing, only about 10% goes to Black-owned businesses, only about 10% to Latino-owned businesses. That's less than 2% to each of those categories. And we know that there are so many Black-owned and Latino-owned construction firms, IT companies, people that are caterers that can do business and create jobs and wealth in our communities, and we have to do better.
So you say we have to do better. How can we do better?
So we offer a lot of recommendations in our report. It really, we go into the weeds pretty quickly, because we have what are called the New York procurement methods. Do you have to do a competitive sealed bid, or do you do a request for proposal? And there are some areas where you don't have to have a competitive bid. You can work with a contractor that you've worked with that you know can get the job done on contracts up to $1 million. And so we really dig in and say, okay, when there is a competitive sealed bid, are the agencies using what's called best value procurement, or are they just choosing the lowest bidder? And if they're just choosing the lowest bidder, then usually they're going to pick an established company that's already well capitalized. But if you've got a really good company, you can use best value procurement to get somebody that'll really deliver the best value on that bid. Or another example, there's a category we have which is called MWBE small purchase procurement. So for contracts up to $1 million, you can do business with a firm that you know can do a good job. You got to go through the process. But most of the city agencies are not using that dedicated procurement method. So again, we really break it down. We go through agency by agency. There's some that come out really good, I have to say. The Department of New York City Department of Small Business Services, for example, some years ago they weren't doing that well. And this year they won both top agency in terms of percentage of overall contracting. I have to look up what they're at. But they also won most improved because they have really improved recently. So there are agencies that are doing really well, like the Department of Small Business Services, but then there are agencies that are doing really very poorly, like the Department of Environmental Protection, which has tons of construction contracts and very technical construction contracts, but have a long way to go in making sure that they're really giving them to diverse firms.
So what can your office do, the Office of the New York City Comptroller, to ensure that those agencies do good? Because they're not doing, I don't want to say better, because they're really not doing good.
Yeah, there's a couple that are doing good, but overwhelmingly they are not. So a few things. First of all, we're working very closely. One thing I want to say is that the city has created a new a chief business diversity officer, a guy named Michael Garner, who actually has been at the MTA for the last 14 years. And the MTA got a lot better at purchasing from black and brown owned businesses under his leadership. And Mayor Adams has hired him to lead the city's Office of Minority and Women-Owned Business Development. And we worked, you know, closely with him. He came on a panel the day we released this like report with these terrible numbers and showed up and said, you know, these numbers are terrible. And rather than like saying, oh, there's a problem with this one or a problem with that one, we're going to lean in and work really hard to implement the recommendation. So we're going to be working with him. Obviously, we're going to release this report again next year. And, you know, our job, we don't get to choose the firms, you know, or the, but we provide that accountability and transparency. And if agencies know they did not do well this year, and we're going to do it again next year, and then Michael Garner is going to hold them accountable, and we're going to provide transparency, that's, we hope, a path for change to happen.
Okay, so I want to bring your attention to the Mayor's Office of Ethnic and Community Media,
yes.
MOECM. And Local Law 83, which mandates that at least 50% of the marketing budget in print, digital, etc., is supposed to go to minority ethnic organizations. But that has not been happening.
This law was a big effort. It was only passed in 2021 after a big, ambitious campaign by people in the communities to say when city agencies are, you know, putting notices in newspapers, they're taking out ads, let's make sure they get in the papers that people in our communities read. If we're talking about healthcare or health issues, if we're trying to make sure that people know how to bring a complaint, don't just put it in, you know, the New York Times or the New York Post. Put it in the media, on the media, like we are here, you know, in the places that people in communities are listening to. So, yes, Local Law 83 of 2021 was a great law establishing that office and saying half of city agencies' ad budgets have to go into ethnic and community media. And you're right, there has not yet been enough attention to, is it being complied with? So that's something that we're going to look at in our office. We like to take a look at, you know, that only, like I said, it only started in 2021, so we only have 2 years, but that's enough to start looking at what the patterns are and making sure there really is compliance with that important law.
And I'm definitely going to be following up with you on that. All right. So we want to thank you so much for sharing this information on your new report. And as usual, we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.